Well, now the debate is, how large is the U.S. economic hole? It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 19th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being with us. The IRS sees the upside of a hot stock market. The downside of working from home, how about pay cuts? There's a prediction out there about what jobs will look like post-COVID-19. There's a cooking device that's in recall, and we'll tell you what that is. The Texas power grid failure makes money. We've got the Wall Street Report and a short report on oil prices. It is Friday, and Jeff Pitts from CityView is in with our hyper-local edition of Stuff to Do in the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Arion.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. So the big question now being batted around by the smart folks is just how big or how small is the U.S. economic hole? Business Insider is reporting that while President Biden, the central bank, and Wall Street believe that the economic hole that the $1.9 trillion stimulus program is designed to fill is right on mark. Meanwhile, others like the Office of Management and Budget and some moderates say the hole is smaller and that the massive Biden stimulus program will overheat the economy and cause rampant inflation. The danger is that if the nation does not go big, as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has urged, that we'll fall short of fixing our sagging economy and dealing with the pandemic. On the other side are some economists suggesting it's way too much. While the battle of ideas rages, more people have filed for new unemployment claims, and science says getting back to normal may not happen for months. Investors are not the only folks raking in the cash during these bullish times on Wall Street. The IRS is pretty pleased as well. Michael Rainey, writing for the Fiscal Times, writes that the booming stock market is producing a surge in capital gains, and the U.S. Treasury now expects to collect more in capital gains taxes this year than it has in a decade, as investors take their winnings off the table. The Congressional Budget Office has increased its estimate of expected asset sales, which it refers to as realizations, by 45% this year, bringing the total to more than $1 trillion. The increase in realizations is more than 10 times larger than the expected increase in wages and salaries. So, hey, yeah, there is that. What if we told you that if while you are working from home, one of the surprises waiting for you may very well be a pay cut? Reuters is reporting on a recent survey of human resource professionals who indicate that at-home workers may see a reduction in pay. What's up? 45% of the 250 human resource executives who took part in the survey said that wages and bonuses should be adjusted when people decide to work remotely in areas with a lower cost of living. In other words, if you are no longer living in a high-rent area, your wages may be cut to level the field and save your company money. Meanwhile, two-thirds of the executives surveyed also thought workers would spend between 2 and 3 days a week in the office, while only 8% predicted a return to a 5-day work week in the office. Nearly 40% said the maximum number of workers in the office would be about half of its previous capacity. That whole thing about a pay cut if you live in an area of the country and work from home that costs you less? Really? Meanwhile, if you are a low-wage worker, the future isn't looking bright for you either. Business Insider is reporting on a new McKinsey study that says the major post-COVID-19 job gains will be in higher salary positions, while low-wage workers will see declining job opportunities. It's all set up just like this. Before the pandemic, almost all low-wage workers who lost their jobs could just move into a different low-wage position. Post-pandemic, that looks like it won't be an option anymore. McKinsey says that these workers will find fewer jobs, and more than half of these lower-wage workers will need to find higher-paying jobs, which will require a much different skill set. In the United States alone, the report projects that 4.3 million jobs could be lost in customer service and food service. Overall, it finds about 17 million Americans will have to leave their jobs and transition to new ones. On the flip side, higher-wage jobs are the ones that will see growth, particularly those in healthcare and STEM fields. And the impact is global. The report says that workers all over the world will feel the impact of post-pandemic trends. By 2030, over 100 million workers, around 1 in 16, according to McKinsey, will have to find a different job. You know, cooking from home has become a big thing during the pandemic. Grocery stores are seeing big revenue surges, while restaurants, you know that story. Today, Best Life is reporting there is one cooking device that you might want to get rid of. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is reporting a recall of some 25,000 Presto indoor electric smokers that are being recalled due to concerns regarding a defective heating element on the device. As of this report, there have been no reported injuries, however. The affected devices, which have model numbers of 0601304 or 0601405, were sold at brick-and-mortar Belk, Kmart, Sears, Shopko, and Veterans Canteen store locations, online at Amazon, Kohl's, Walmart, and Wayfair, and through other home goods stores and online retailers between June of 2018 and December of 2020. Now, if you have one of these devices, the Consumer Protection Safety Bureau says that you should stop using it immediately and visit Presto's recall page or call the company at 833-909-1524 to initiate a refund. Well, the world has been watching as people in Texas have been struggling to stay warm and alive. Millions of people lost power, and while power is now restored to the vast majority of Texas customers, one thing is true. According to Bloomberg, the region set a record for the most expensive week in U.S. power market history, topping $50 billion in sales since this past Sunday. Meanwhile, damage from the event could be just as high. And to add insult to injury, customers of the Texas utility ERCOT are reporting they are getting bills that have gone up by 200% to 300%, even if they didn't have power over the past week. On the humanitarian side, there continues to be a severe lack of drinking water, and food stores have not been stocked. The federal government has sent relief, and it looks like this weekend, Texas is bracing for yet another cold snap with snow. Well, the Dow did end up in positive territory today, but not by much. The 30 blue chips came off session highs to close up fractionally, less than a point at 31,494. The NASDAQ also struggled to close above the flat line, but did up by 9 points at 13,874, and the S&P 500 fell by 7 points to end the trade at 3906. In other words, it was a real whipsaw day on Wall Street. And finally, there is this. Oil futures fell today, with the U.S. benchmark ending back below the $60 a barrel level and posting a loss for the week. So what's going on? Well, it's all based on expectations that the crude output shutdown in Texas will soon be restored. Looking ahead, expectations are that major oil producers making up the OPEC Plus group will decide as early as next month to loosen production curbs, as well as early signs of a thaw in U.S.-Iranian relations, which will also pressure oil prices, and we could see further drops. All right, Let's jettison the hard news and get into something else, right? Click ahead for our hyper-local Friday look at stuff to do in the greater Des Moines, Iowa metro, no matter where you live. It's a fun look at some fun stuff. And it's sort of what we need these days. Jeff Pitts from CityView is next.